We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and it's 9:35, and we've got Robin Cole joining us here via Zoom, and we will not be able to take phone calls here in this next segment, just a little disclaimer there here, but we do have Robin standing by here on Zoom from Pawnee Mental Health. She's the executive director. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Brandon.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
We've got a big celebration happening tomorrow.
Yes. Tomorrow is the day. Tomorrow is Pawnee's 65th anniversary. So we are really proud and excited to be celebrating our 65th anniversary. Pawnee's origins are in the Riley County Mental Health Center, which was opened on November 19th of 1956. And the Riley County Mental Health Center was a single office run by a single man in the building that is now Lafine Health Center. And in that first year, Pawnee, as the Riley County Mental Health Center, served 97 people. It had a $13,000 budget. And now, 65 years later, we have a $13 million budget. We have 240 employees, and we serve approximately 7,000 people a year. So tomorrow is a big day for us.
That is quite impressive when you think about the changes that has occurred in 65 years, just the dollar amount right there. I don't know what you could fund with $13,000 these days.
I don't know either. Maybe a part-time job.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, that's impressive. And, you know, you think of how mental health has changed over that time in the 1950s compared to the 2020s. You know, what was known back then versus what's known now. I mean, we've come a long way.
We have. And, you know, 65 years ago, Riley County was really sort of a front runner. We were the sixth community mental health center in the state of Kansas. So things were just starting to gear up. There was a group of individuals in Manhattan and Riley County who felt like there was a need to respond to mental health needs of the community 65 years ago. And so they really were leaders or pioneers in mental health in that time in our community. And it's interesting because over 65 years, there is always a new recognized need. There's always a new recognized strategy or way of responding to the need. And even today, as I reflect back just on the last couple of years, you know, we recognized a need to have more mental health services in the community, especially working with our law enforcement officers. Law enforcement officers were increasingly seeing the impact of unmet mental health issues in the community. And so Pawnee was able to initiate a program in cooperation with the Riley County Police Department to have mental health co-responders working in the field with them. And then 2 years ago this month, on November 4th, Pawnee Mental Health opened the Crisis Stabilization Unit, which was another enhancement to mental health services in our community and another much needed resource. So we also were just very grateful to the city of Manhattan, who on Tuesday night issued a proclamation honoring the staff of the Crisis Stabilization Unit for their service to the community over this last 2 years.
That's wonderful. And, you know, one of the things that I don't know if you guys have information on this historically, but there's always been a stigma around mental health. And I don't know what that was like when the center first started versus, you know, how it's changed over the years. Can you comment on that?
Yes. You know, even though I've not been in the field of mental health for 65 years myself, I have been in the mental health field for, 35 years. And I can tell you that there's been, just in the last 35 years, a substantial change in terms of the impact of stigma on individuals seeking mental health services. I think we still have a long ways to go, but things have changed, and I would say that they are getting better, that there seems to be less stigma attached to mental illness. And we see evidence of that in the way that more people are talking about it. More people talk about the way that mental health concerns impact their lives. People who are in, you know, prominent positions in the community, people who are role models, you know, are talking about the impact of mental illness on their lives. And, you know, something I noticed, I was at a meeting recently where one of the keynote speakers spent a significant amount of time talking about mental health and the impact on the people that he worked with. And there was a time, you know, earlier in my career that the only time I would hear anybody talking about mental health was if I was at a mental health conference. That would be the only time, the only place where there would be discussion about mental health or mental illness. And today, you don't have to go to a mental health conference to hear people talking about mental health or about the importance of us taking care of our own mental health. And that, I think, is a really good indicator of the kind of change that's happened, you know, over recent years. And then I think that in some ways, the COVID pandemic has also reduced stigma that's attached to acknowledging mental health challenges. And it has opened up some doors to people acknowledging struggles with mental health and feeling comfortable with reaching out for help.
Well, that's very good. Again, tomorrow's the day here. Pawnee Mental Health turns 65, and we'll have to add that to our birthday list here tomorrow. For Dave's already got it noted in the notebook. Okay, very good.
That awesome. Thank you, Dave.
So we'll be sure to celebrate that tomorrow. Of course, there is another event happening. Is it this week? Saturday, I believe.
It's Saturday. That's right. Every, I guess it would be the Saturday before Thanksgiving every year, the American Foundation for the Prevention of Suicide celebrates or hosts an event for survivors of suicide loss. And survivors of suicide loss are individuals who have experienced the loss of a loved one because of suicide. Pawnee Mental Health has been participating in these annual recognitions by hosting events that are meant to bring together people who have experienced the loss of a loved one to suicide, bringing them together to view and listen to testimonials of other people who have experienced suicide losses and the ways in which their lives have gone on to experience recovery after suicide loss. And so this year, we have a hybrid event. There will be a on-site event at our Junction City office on Caroline Avenue. And then that event will be available by Zoom. And so people who are interested in participating in that event by Zoom, I would just encourage them to go to our website and take a look at the Zoom link there. It'll be prominently displayed on a banner on the website. And then for individuals who are interested in attending that event in person, they can actually go to our office in Junction City on Caroline Avenue to participate in that. There will be a facilitated discussion. One of our therapists in the Junction City office will be coordinating that, and it will be an exceptional time to come together with other people who have also experienced suicide loss.
Well, that's a good opportunity because that's I don't know if there's anything tougher than the loss of a loved one, and especially to suicide, something that is preventable. And you know, I just saw a story last week about a little 10-year-old girl in Utah who she was an African-American girl and had been bullied, and she's autistic, and she took her own life recently. And you see stories like that, and it just is devastating. And it's nice to know that there's a support team here for folks locally if they need it.
Absolutely. And I think it is really important. And it's important to know that you're not alone in that, that there are other people who understand what that is because they've also gone through it and experienced it. I think it's a loss like no other loss. And when you have the opportunity to connect with other people who've experienced a similar kind of loss, it can really go a long way in your own road to recovery following such a traumatic loss.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Robin Cole here in a moment from Pawnee Mental Health Services. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.